It's time for Cotton Incorporated's weekly cotton market commentary with Dr. O.A. Cleveland. This week's commentary after this for Cotton Incorporated.
This is the perfect shirt. If I had more than one of this shirt, world domination.
This coat's definitely a keeper. I could pass it on to my kids if I want to.
It's perfect for warm weather and cool weather, so I take it everywhere.
I met the love of my life in these pants. I wear them everywhere I go. They're like a second skin.
It's my favorite because it's easy to take care of.
It's my favorite because it keeps me dry.
They're my favorite because they're cotton.
It's cotton.
They're cotton.
Cotton. It's your favorite for a reason. Check the label. Learn why at thefabricofourlives.com.
Well, cotton prices continued to advance this week, but found that expected difficulty in surpassing the 64-cent mark, and we kind of failed at that point, but that's okay. We're still going to work that area. Fundamentals were the major player in this price advance, and it's always market fundamentals that lead to any lasting market movement. So in general, this is a lasting market movement. That said, technicals are very important. Fundamentals are the plus side of this two-week rally. Very favorable short-term technicals, despite the longer-term technicals pointing lower. But the New York ICE contract and Chinese futures are interlocked, so New York had to follow Chinese prices higher, and that's what it's been doing. Price support, I think now we'll find around 60 to 61 cents. It's just steadily moved higher. I think there's solid support at that level. We've still got a good bit of price resistance stacked in between 64 and 65 and a half cents, that 150-point trading area. Trading activity continues to fall within a narrow range, and I think that's going to last until Mother Nature shows us a few more of her cards. Export sales have not fallen out of bed, and that's very positive, but business does now appear to be quite slow, and I'm a little concerned of what the export sales will look like next week. The concern that I'm noticing is that the cash basis levels have weakened a good bit as futures moved higher, and that's a clear signal that the market started to run ahead of demand and was actually running out of steam. That the Indian crop was much smaller than advertised by USDA, and I think USDA will come forth with that in their next report. But weekly export sales were net of 118,000 bales, with about 105,000 of those being up, and around 13,000 at Pima. Sales for the 2016-17 season were only about 21,000 bales, and that represents a continuing expectation by textile mills that New York futures are basically going to remain well below 70 cents into the 2017 year. Remember, textile mills are always bearish prices, just as growers tend to be bullish prices. So there's nothing new there. Shipments continue to remain very strong, however, and support the mills' need for immediate inventory in their warehouses. Exports totaled nearly 215,000 bales this week, and Upland was over 200,000, and it's a pace that's stronger than the USDA export estimate suggests. So we had very good shipments to China, Pakistan, Vietnam, Brazil, Indonesia, decent shipments to Turkey. The U.S. planting season is very much on schedule, I would suggest. The West is near half planted. Certainly the cool night temps have the other regions on hold, but yet it's just the beginning of the fourth week of April, so it's still time to be cold at night everywhere else. The coastal bend, as you folks know, has seen a fair amount of flooding, and corn planting in the Delta is behind. They did catch up somewhat this week, more so than had been expected planting corn, but I think that bodes well for cotton and the fact that we'll probably have a little more cotton acreage this year, and I think there's definitely a home for it. So the cotton crop remains very much on historical schedule. We're just getting underway. It's nothing but time in front of us, but I still think we're going to plant a little bit more than 9.6 million acres projected by USDA. I think it's going to be up to just a little 100,000, 150,000 acres more, but that'll be a bonus for the U.S. agricultural industry to get those cotton dollars turning over. Prices, and as I stated, we're just basically going to be in this narrow trading range. Just we want to try to find something that we can truly hang our hat on. Let's say a low of 60 cents, highs of 66 cents here coming through the planting season, but probably would fail somewhere in around 65. But if you go to 60 cents, still not a whole lot of difference. Thanks again.
You've been listening to the weekly Cotton Market Commentary with Dr. O.A. Cleveland, brought to you by Cotton Incorporated. Find out more online at allagnews.com.